an eagle fly. On earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Where the stars and stripes.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A Florida judge overseeing the classified documents case has temporarily blocked the release of the special counsel's final report. ABC's Stephen Portnoy with details.
Within just hours of being asked, Judge Eileen Cannon has done exactly what Trump's lawyers asked her to do. She's issued an order temporarily blocking the Justice Department from releasing the special counsel's report. Having reviewed a draft of it in Jack Smith's office in recent days, the Trump lawyers argued that the report's release would threaten the rights of the co-defendants in the classified documents case. They still face trial. The attorneys also argued the report would step on Trump's rights as an incoming president.
President-elect Trump at a briefing at his Mar-a-Lago estate, criticizing President Biden's decision to ban offshore oil and natural gas drilling, saying he will work to overturn the decision when he takes office. The body of former President Jimmy Carter was flown from Atlanta today to Washington, D.C. His casket will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol. His funeral is set to be held on Thursday. This is ABC News. JetBlue says it's working with investigators in Florida to determine how two people ended up in the landing gear of one of its planes.
JetBlue Flight 1801 took off from New York's JFK Airport at 7:49 last night for a three-hour, 21-minute trip to Fort Lauderdale. But during a post-flight inspection of the twin-engine Airbus,
the gate technician in the landing gear area noticed two males.
The dispatch audio from Broadcastify.
They are not moving in the landing gear area.
JetBlue says it's trying to determine how and why the unidentified men got into the wheel well. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
In France, a ceremony outside the headquarters of Charlie Hebdo. A decade ago today, 12 people were killed after the newspaper published what was considered a controversial caricature of the prophet Muhammad. That attack was the start of the year's worth of similar terror attacks across France. President Emmanuel Macron and the mayor of Paris led today's commemorations. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Welcome Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And,
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples home and office hot deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures, with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay partly cloudy tonight, crashing cold down to the single digits. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine, with highs in the teens and a shot of flurries through the afternoon. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, it's 14.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Neupert. There's plans for enhanced security ahead of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Ted Allen has more.
Efforts to ramp up safety after the New Year's Day terrorist attack in New Orleans began with Sunday's Packer-Bears game at Lambeau Field. Law enforcement agencies around Northeast Wisconsin have begun regular meetings with each other and the NFL. Preparations for expected crowds for the April draft will ramp up following next month's Super Bowl in New Orleans. Ashwaubenon Public Safety Deputy Chief Nick Kozlowski says the security footprint will be similar to that used during last summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, utilizing metal detectors and vehicle mitigation.
Governor Tony Evers is frustrated that Milwaukee Public Schools have not been following the law. The school district is now more than a year late in complying with a state law that requires 25 school resource officers to be in MPS buildings. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
For those looking to get organized early this year, Declutter Days is on now through January 15th at Fleet Farm. Handle all your seasonal storage needs with Sterilite 18-gallon totes for just $4.99 a piece. Organize everything on max at 4 shelf units, now only $14.99. And stock up on extra Bounty Essentials double roll 6-packs for just $8.49. Clean up on these items and more, all at the best prices guaranteed during Declutter Days at Fleet Farm.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Amplify Health, Mondovi, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The Pepin County Land Conservation Department will be holding a public hearing on proposed shoreland protection zoning ordinance changes due to changes in state law. The changes to the shoreland protection ordinance are required by the state of Wisconsin and include legislative changes related to bridges, fences, and the access and viewing corridor. The public hearing will be held on January 13th at 8:30 a.m. in the boardroom at the Pepin County Government Center. January is National Radon Action Month, and the Buffalo County Health Department is offering free radon test kits. With the heat on in homes, it can draw radon gas into your home. Radon is an odorless, colorless gas and is one of the leading causes of lung cancer, so it's important to get your home tested. The Buffalo County Health Department has a limited number of free radon test kits available on a first-come, first-served basis. Just contact the Buffalo County Health Department for more information. All Chippewa County public schools will soon have overdose aid kits. The Public Health Department says the Clinton Foundation provided the 32 kits. Each kit will have a Narcan and instructions on how to administer it, CPR breathing barriers, and fentanyl test strips. Wisconsin Senator Jesse James says minors exposed to fentanyl aren't always at fault, and the county is just taking proactive measures. A case of mumps has been confirmed in Clark County. The contagious disease causes the glands in and around your mouth that produce saliva to swell and can lead to pain in the mouth and under the ears. People at high risk include babies under one, anyone with a weak immune system, and people who are pregnant. More information about mumps can be found on the CDC website. The University of Wisconsin is receiving funding to study the long-term health effects of vaping. The university made that announcement Monday, and the National Institute of Health gave UW $5.7 million in grants for over 5 years to support the Vape Check study. Over 600 people over 21 years old will be involved in the study and periodically get their vital signs checked and blood sampled. Researchers will not be looking at the harmful effects of vaping, but rather take a more neutral approach. You're listening to WRDN News.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
The Durand Community Library is now offering delivery services to area residents. The library will now home deliver library materials, including books, movies, puzzles, activity kits, and other items. Delivery services are available during regular library hours. For more information on the new home delivery service, just call the library at 672-8730. A child sex crime is being dismissed in Eau Claire. According to the criminal complaint, a 12-year-old girl said that there were at least four occasions over the past 2 years in which Chad Orusowski sexually touched her. In July, he was charged with repeated sexual assault of a child, but the case has been dismissed on a prosecutor's motion because they didn't believe they could meet the burden of proof at trial. It was dismissed without prejudice, which means it can be filed again in the future. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking for applicants for the Rusk County Sheriff. The next appointed sheriff will replace Sheriff Jeffrey Wallace as he is retiring in April. The new sheriff will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term, which ends in January of 2027. Anyone interested in the position may contact the governor's Office of Legal Counsel. Wallace's last day is April 1st. The application period is now open for substance abuse recovery grants for high schools. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is accepting requests for funding to set up the new facilities. The program is meant to help public and private schools and nonprofits establish learning centers for students who are overcoming drug or alcohol addiction or suffering from mental health challenges associated with substance dependence. The grant application period closes at the end of the month. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
A new Minnesota license plate with a very retro feel has been very popular in its first year. The Minnesota Driver and Vehicle Services Division reports that more than 256,000 blackout license plates were sold between January 1st and December 31st of last year. State officials say the year-end numbers greatly exceeded expected sales of around 160,000 license plates. Six other plates were introduced last year with the new Minnesota Vikings design proving to be the second most popular. Just under 5,800 of those plates were sold. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures, with highs reaching the low 20s and winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll stay partly cloudy tonight, crashing cold down to the single digits. And tomorrow, more clouds than sunshine, with highs in the teens and a shot of flurries through the afternoon. Higher work health insurance costs again? Call 1-800-693-9308 to find lower rates. Currently, it's 14.
John Blackwell poured in 21 points and Stephen Crowell added 18 and 10 rebounds to lift the Badgers to a 75-63 win over Rutgers in Big Ten action in New Jersey last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Badgers led wire to wire and held off a late Rutgers rally to pull out the victory.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, I felt it was a really good team win and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
Greg Gard's Badgers 2-2 in the Big Ten. They're 12-3 overall. Marquette moved up to 7th in the AP Top 25 and 6th in the coaches' poll this week. Golden Eagles return to action tonight. They'll play host to Georgetown at Fiserv. The Bucks got 25 points from Damian Lillard and a triple-double from Giannis Antetokounmpo in a 128-104 victory over the Toronto Raptors in Canada last night. Packers will be without wide receiver Christian Watson for the remainder of the season and most of next after he suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Just his presence on the field alone, he's so versatile in his ability to play multiple positions. You can put him at the X, the F, the Z. You can move him all over the place. Obviously, he's got an element in terms of his size and speed that's tough to replicate. There's not many built like him. I hurt for him, obviously hurt for our team, but I just more for him, just because I know how much he's put into this thing.
Packers have the day off today. The Bears continuing their search for a new head coach. They now plan to interview Mike McCarthy, Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson, and Lions defensive coordinator Aaron Glenn. Jacksonville moving on from their head coach firing Doug Peterson after a 4-13 season. The Dodgers traded infielder Gavin Lux to the Reds for a high draft pick and an outfield prospect. The 27-year-old Wisconsin native won two World Series titles with LA and hit .251 with 10 homers and 50 RBI last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
One open wheel star has his eyes set on the Great American Race. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins. A career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career, on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
Four-time Indianapolis 500 winner Elio Castroneves will make his NASCAR Cup Series debut next month at the sport's biggest race, the Daytona 500 at the Daytona International Speedway. Castroneves will drive the Project 91 entry for Trackhouse Racing and will look to join AJ Foyt and Mario Andretti as the only drivers to ever win the Indianapolis 500 and Daytona 500. While the race will be his first in a NASCAR stock car, it will not be his first at Daytona. Castroneves is a three-time winner of the Rolex 24 IMSA race on the track's road course, and he has competed in four races on the 2.5-mile Super Speedway in the old IROC series, scoring a best finish of sixth. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Lactating cows are susceptible to an infection called mastitis that can affect their milk supply. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A healthy diet and clean environment can minimize the risk as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Lactating cow that seems ill might have mastitis. Animal science professor Joe Hogan at Ohio State University says mastitis is an inflammation of the mammary gland caused by bacteria. The pathogens are transferred from cow to cow or picked up in their environment.
There are two types of mastitis, subclinical and clinical. Subclinical is not visibly apparent and must be detected by a lab test. With a clinical case of mastitis, the cow will show signs.
You either have abnormalities in the milk or the gland swollen or the cow shows signs of illness. If she's ill, she'll run a temperature. She'll not eat as much. She'll have pain. She'll reflex to touch to the udder. You can see some swelling and redness on the teats if they're a color that you can detect color change in.
Mastitis can be treated with antibiotics, but Hogan says in the majority of cases, the cow's immune system will clear it up. Keep her immune defenses up so she can fight infection.
There's two ways to control mastitis. You can either increase the cow's resistance, which we can do, but only to a certain point. And then the other way, which has had far more success, is hygiene in her environment.
Hogan says the primary source of environmental bacteria that causes mastitis is soiled bedding materials. When the cow lies down, the teats come in contact with manure and other contagions. It's important to clean her stall daily and add fresh bedding. Hogan recommends inorganic materials such as sand, which inhibits the growth of pathogens. If you milk her, make sure your sanitation procedures are in order to avoid spreading infection. Learn more about controlling mastitis at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textblind.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. IDEA to 200-300.
20 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets have turned lower. February down 38 to 2074. March down 20 to 2038. April down 1 to 1994. May milk steady at 1950. Meanwhile, cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 1.25 to 186.25. 40-pound blocks down 2.5 to 191.5. One trade a barrel and three trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 258. Two trades on the day. Dry whey down 3/4 to 74 and one trade on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher with the help of stronger box beef prices. The cattle complex is confidently charging higher, even though the market is yet to see what cash cattle prices will do this week. It's assumed with packers still being short bought, prices will again be higher this week. There's been no bids or asking prices, though, noted yet. The trade will likely be delayed until Thursday or Friday. Meanwhile, hog markets are having another disappointing day as the market has not been able to sustain Monday's close. The market continues to move lower as traders and hog producers alike are hoping that demand and consistent demand would surface at some point and put another bottom in the market. But so far, that's not happening. February live cattle up 45 cents to 195.65. April up 52 cents to 197.80. June up 35 cents to 192.57. January feeder cattle up $1.47 to 266.77. March up $1.92 to 267.45. April up $1.82 to 268.02. Meanwhile, February hogs down 70 cents to 78.95. April down 45 cents to 85.42. May down 40 cents 90-30. Chicago Board of Trade today. Corn markets are moving mostly higher as the trade pulls back from the upper end of the trading range, with weakness in soybeans weighing in on corn. The daily export wire saw 110,000 metric tons of corn sold to Colombia. Wheat futures mostly lower, the trade trying to bounce off nearby support levels and meal values falling into support level, while soybean oil markets are still extending the gains. But it's all about the South American weather. And in ports of northern and central Brazil, the weather is looking very nice for the crops. So that's also providing pressure to the markets. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are moving slightly higher. The trade trying to hold on to nearby support, with the row crop weakness spilling over to limit any type of upside. Matif wheat also slightly lower, but the dollar has not gone back to its recent highs, and that is still helping the U.S. wheat market. March, May, and July, corn all down 1.5. March at 456 and a quarter, May 463 and three quarters, July at 466 and a half. New crop down a half now to 445. January beans down 1.75 to 990 and three quarters. March down 2 to 995 and three quarters. May down 2.5 to 1006 and a quarter. New crop down 2 to 1011. January soybean meal down 510 to 293.50. January soybean oil up 88 cents to 4064. Chicago wheat, March and May up 1.75. March at 542 and a quarter, May at 554 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, March and May up 3. March at 595 and a quarter, May 603 and a quarter. Energy markets today, February crude oil up 72 cents to 74.28. March up 67 cents to 73.59. Meanwhile, February and March gas both steady. February at 202, March at 205. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The NCBA president talks about the new agriculture secretary nominee. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
As he prepares to move back into the White House in Washington, Republican President-elect Donald Trump has nominated former White House aide Brooke Rollins to be his Secretary of Agriculture. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President and Wyoming farmer Mark Isley is cautiously optimistic about Rollins taking the reins of USDA.
She's not a deep-seated producer in that sense, but she is sensitive. She has kids that show steers, which actually sounds pretty good. She can be sensitive to her things. The traceability rule will actually affect her kids. But more importantly, we think she's, for lack of a better term, she's trainable. We can actually show her the right course and back it up with science and numbers and facts so that she can make good decisions and that she has good people underneath her to help make good decisions. We were limited in our access to Secretary Vilsack. This will be a refreshing and open book for us. We feel very positive about it at this point.
Isley also sees some positive things ahead for cattle producers in the second Trump administration.
Basically, everything is on the table. We're going to try to address everything. We're very optimistic because it took him a while to learn how to operate in D.C. the last time. Now he knows who the players are, and we also have a better feel for who he's going to have for appointees and cabinet picks. And we've already been working with them. We started working with their chief of staff quite a while ago, and so we're making sure we have a voice at the table on that.
Personally, Isley says taxation may be his biggest axe to grind.
We nearly lost our ranch in 2011 when that tax rate changed from 0 to 55%. Now they're proposing 40%. Very few businesses can survive with a 40% estate tax or death tax rate. And how many times does that have to be applied to a family? How many times does a family have to pay that before they finally actually own their property? And, you know, there's actually a line in the Democratic platform that says we strive to reduce or eliminate generational ag wealth transfer. That reads we're trying to kill family farms.
Just like any other business, Isley says farmers and ranchers use whatever tax structures are most beneficial.
And they can talk about corporate, they can talk about LLCs. Most of us have gone into those for tax and reporting reasons, not because we're giant corporate farms or we're corporate farming. It's because that's the tax structure we work under. If we don't get that renewed or amended, we stand to lose things like the 1031 exchange. We stand to lose stepped-up basis. We will lose the Section 179 deduction, which is huge for depreciation. For us to improve our businesses and help local economies, dealers, the hardware store, whatever, to move forward, and just a myriad of those kind of things that are really good for us to move forward and survive and thrive, hopefully, as producers.
Trump will be sworn in as president January 20th. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The USMCA trade dispute panel ruled against Mexico's restriction on imports of genetically modified corn, a win for U.S. farmers who worried that the ban would limit access to what's become an important marketplace. The panel said last month that Mexico's ban was not grounded in science and violated the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico has until February 3rd to comply. The ruling affects trade between the U.S. and Mexico. Mexico's government said in a statement, while it disagreed with the ruling, the country would respect the ultimate decision. The Farmers National Company says there are more motivated land buyers in today's market than there are willing sellers. Land values have remained quite stable in the Midwest despite the pressure from lower net farm income, declining commodity markets, higher interest rates, and increased input costs. There are many factors for buyer motivation, but much of it can be explained by mindset translating to demand, said Paula Shandag, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National. Farm operators are still in the primary buyers of ag land, and their mindset revolves around reinvesting in their farm, expanding operations, and utilizing today's farm equipment fully. The land location also plays a part in decision-making, as it often hasn't changed hands for generations, and once sold, it may not be sold again, he added. Across the industry, land listings are down by average by 25% from the active market between 2020 and 2023. The National Pork Producers Council commended President Biden for signing the Beagle Brigade Act into law. It will provide statutory authority and reliable funding to the National Detector Dog Training Center. Pork producers employ many biosecurity measures to keep foreign animal diseases out of their herds, said Lori Stevermer, NPPC president. As pork producers, we're grateful that the Beagle Brigade Act will continue to keep the food supply safe and secure for everyone. The U.S. Customs and Border Protection trains beagles and other dogs at U.S. ports of entry to spot contraband fruits, vegetables, and meat products in international passenger baggage, mailed packages, and vehicles entering the United States. The Beagle Brigade Agriculture Canine Teams bolster national security by performing critically important inspections at port of entry. Now, further away at our nation's ports, the Beagle Brigade helps ensure that foreign animal diseases do not travel past our borders, Stevermeyer added. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association announced the release of its updated Beef Quality Assurance National Manual, which serves as a resource for science-based cattle production information and is free to all. BQA empowers beef producers to maximize their potential to make the most efficient and responsible use of natural resources for effectively producing beef, says Dr. Clay Mathis of Texas A&M University. The manual helps drive the improvement process across the supply chain through adherence to best management practices. The publication's goal is to provide technical information to help producers raise high-quality cattle, resulting in wholesome beef that consumers demand. For more information, go to bqa.org. The Wisconsin Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen are accepting applications for the second class of the Wisconsin Beef Leadership Institute through February 15th. Those selected to participate will complete in a series of educational sessions designed to shape local advocates. They'll gain skill sets to enhance their communication skills and diversify their knowledge of the beef industry. Those leaders will use their voices to extend the research and impact of the Beef Council and Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association. For more information on the Leadership Institute, just visit beeftips.com. That's beeftips.com. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com. Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch old gal and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids' drawings, store prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th in O'Galley. A slow warming trend is underway in our ag weather forecast, with a high pressure that has now moved to our south and a deepening trough approaching from the west by Wednesday afternoon. We'll see a shift in our cold and dry January pattern heading into Thursday. It looks like even some snow is starting to be put into the forecast. There could be a chance of snow potentially in parts of the upper Midwest this week. Another chance of snow could occur heading into the weekend. Decreasing clouds throughout the day today, highs low 20s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, clear, lows near 6. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 17, west winds at around 5. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-20s, south winds at around 10. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of snow, lows near 18. Friday, cloudy, a slight chance of snow in the morning, highs upper 20s. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs mid-20s. And for Sunday, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of snow. We'll have highs in the mid-20s.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? And those high heel shoes you love to lose as soon tunes come on second thought, just the way you are is already driving me crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby.
it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. So baby, why don't we just bounce it off the walls, floating on air? Oh, baby, baby, why don't we just dance?
Unbelievable. She's a mouth full of anything and everything a man could want. Yeah. She ain't typical. She's unpredictable. She's available. It's a miracle. How my heart stumbled into someone so kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable. Find someone so elegant, intelligent, heaven sent. All my money spent, I put a big down payment on that itty bitty diamond ring. She's so beautiful, it's undisputable, it's undeniable. She's gotta have a bob. She's music to my ears and makes my heart sing. So kissable, lovable, lovable, unbelievable.
From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You're buying, well, you know I'll drink, so make it 707.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling up the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a payback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night, I got a bottomless tab, so let's go. A shot, a shot, till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock, it's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a payback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta,
what we came here to forget. And a clock, a tick, a tock, that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up, flip it around and snap a payback picture.
Send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
Call them cool, those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with guests. But you got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survive if you're standing outside the fire. There's this love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She said her name was a hand-me-down name from the side of a family that long ago came over here on a boat.
somewhere in Spain sounded to me just a little bit strange, I guess. But I have to admit, it felt good on my lips. She tipped the DJ to play her favorite song, a Spanish little number that was rocking on strong. She grabbed me by the sleeve and said, let's go and get it on. By the second chorus, I was singing right along with it. I don't know what it meant, but it felt good on my lips. Oh, I wanna go crazy, you can go crazy too. Wanna go crazy with you. Everybody say, whoa, how sweet it is. Whoa, yeah, it felt good on my lips. She ordered us a drink, it was a purple kind of pink. Said it's got a shot of a little bit of everything. Mellow yellow umbrella for a fella like me. It was just a bit mellow for me to be seen with. But I took a sip. Yeah, it felt good on my lips. Ooh, 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 I wanna go crazy. You can go crazy too. Crazy with you. Everybody say, whoa, how sweet it is. Whoa, yeah, it felt good on my
hey, girls gotta do what a girl's gotta do. And now
listen locally. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Alone again tonight, without someone to love. Stars are shining bright, so one more wish goes up. Oh, I wish I may, and I wish with all my might, for the love I'm dreaming of and missing in my life. You'd think that I could find a true love of mine.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump and his attorneys scoring a legal win in the battle to keep special counsel Jack Smith from releasing a final report in the classified documents case.
The order from Judge Eileen Cannon says the Justice